The meeting of the Rules Committee for May 1st will be called to order, and I note for the committee record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Wednesday, April 30th. Representative Zalesnikar, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
Steer, I'll move the minutes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Representative Steer moves the minutes from April 30th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Members, before I move the calendar for the day, I'll give a little context for the calendar for the day. So we are going to be adding the education policy and education budget bill to the calendar for the day, with the opportunity for a continued conversation between now and Monday. If we reach agreement on the bill on Monday, then we'll proceed with the bill on the calendar. If we don't, then the plan is to table the bill and continue conversations. So the calendar for the day, for Monday, May 5th, you have in front of you. I will move the calendar, and then we'll have an oral amendment to add one bill. So the proposed calendar is Senate File 2077, the Environment Budget Bill; House File 2434, the Human Services Budget Bill; House File 2115, the Human Services Policy Bill; House File 2433, the Education Budget Bill; Senate File 1740, the Education Policy Bill, substituting the House language. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, May 5th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. And then I will make an oral motion to my motion to add Senate File 2370, the Cannabis Policy Bill, substituting the House language. Discussion to the oral motion. Co-Chair Nisco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would urge members to support the motion to amend the calendar.
Representative Engen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just so I'm understanding this, so the education bills, that's under the assumption that there's going to be an agreement made between the DFL and Education Minnesota over the course of the weekend, and then potentially we bring those bills up?
No, Representative Engen. The discussion is going to be between legislators.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So we are going to be working towards the bill, certainly if we have good faith conversation and aren't impugning motives, and that would be helpful to achieve a resolution on the bill.
Great.
But we are on the oral motion on the Cannabis Policy Bill, Senate File 2370. Any further discussion to the oral motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. So we are now on the calendar for the day as amended by the oral motion. Discussion on the calendar for the day. Representative Frederick.
Thank you, Chair Long. I'm just curious if the plan with trying to find an agreement between on the education bills over the weekend, and then if we don't have an agreement, that we are going to table them on Monday, if that's the agreement, if Co-Chair Nisca is in agreement with that. I just wanted to make sure that there's something on the record.
Thank you, Representative Frederick. Did you want to respond to that?
Yeah.
Co-Chair Nisca?
Thank you, Chair Long, and I'll just respond to that and offer my support for the motion. Yes, that is the discussion, the agreement that has been made between the leaders of both caucuses, that we are going to continue. We have a lot of work to do. There have been hiccups along the way, and we have a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to get it done. And so hopefully we do have an ability to move forward with the education bills on Monday. But if we don't get to that point, the intention of both the leadership of both caucuses would be to table that bill on Monday until there is an agreement on a way to move forward on that bill. And we also have other a lot of other budget work that needs to get done, and so we are committed to not having the whole train go off the tracks at this point and try to continue to move things forward.
Any further discussion?
So for that reason, I support the calendar for the day, and I hope members support it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Co-Chair Nisca. Seeing no further discussion, I will renew my motion to adopt the calendar for the day as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Members, that's our business, and we are adjourned.